The state says it now plans to wait until April before it puts people with chronic conditions under the oversight of two managed care companies. The transition was supposed to happen in January. Department of Health and Human Services Commissioner Nick Tumpas made the announcement earlier this week. He says the delay gives the state more time to ensure the move to managed care happens the right way the first time. Cindy Robertson, staff attorney with the Disability Rights Center, says if the delay ensures the elderly and adults with disabilities don't have to endure long waits for prescriptions or physical therapy, all the better.
It's important, especially for this vulnerable population, that there be a smooth and seamless transition into managed care so that they do not ever lose the services that they so greatly depend on day to day.
The state projected managed care would squeeze $32 million in savings from Medicaid in the first 2 years. But the rollout has been delayed twice now, so there's no way to know if New Hampshire is on track to meet that goal. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.